When 16 and 17-year-olds are arrested in New York State, they are automatically charged as adults, but advocates say there are steps city and state agencies can take to protect them. Despite a growing consensus that young brains are still developing past 20 years of age, New York remains one of only two states that has not raised the age of criminal responsibility to at least 18. But Kate Rubin, with the organization Youth Represent, says there are three ways city and state agencies, including police departments, can reduce the harm the criminal justice system can do to children.
You can reduce their involvement overall, fewer arrests, reduce the sentencing and exposure to adult jails and prisons, and you can reduce the ongoing collateral consequences.
A task force appointed by Governor Andrew Cuomo 2 years ago recommended raising the age for adult criminal charges to 18, but lawmakers have failed to pass any of the bills introduced to do that. Last year, there were 17,000 arrests of 16 and 17-year-olds in New York City alone, mostly for misdemeanors. But Rubin says they don't have to be treated like adults.
The NYPD can voluntarily adopt a policy of treating young people like young people, which would mean ensuring that their parents were notified and got a Miranda warning before they were questioned.
Police regularly obtain false confessions from adults. Rubin says that risk for frightened and vulnerable teens is substantial. The consequences of a criminal record are severe, including limiting employment opportunities and eligibility for college loans. And according to Rubin, the arrest alone can disrupt life for entire families. Those who live in public housing may be faced with a horrible choice.
Either to permanently exclude this 17-year-old from your family and your home and never let him visit again, or your entire family gets evicted.
Rubin says advocates will be back in Albany next year, pushing legislators once again to raise the age of criminal responsibility to 18 or higher. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.